This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 12, 2020. I'm Caleb Brown. States play no serious role in determining how foreign workers get visas to come to the U.S. In some states, that's a big problem for employers who need workers. So why not let states play a bigger role in deciding who comes to the U.S. to work? Gary Herbert is the Republican governor of Utah, and he's supporting a proposed state-based worker visa program. We spoke last week. What makes Utah different when it comes to the relative red carpet that is rolled out for immigrants?
I think immigration is an emotional issue, and we have people on different positions. It tends to be a little more compassionate on the left and a little more hard line on the right, in my observation. I think there's concern about rule of law and securing the borders, which you'd think everybody would agree upon. So it's been a little frustrating to me to see the debate out there, and really the Congress continued to kick the can down the road and not resolve the immigration issue. I've said before, I think there's been too much emphasis on building a wall or a fence and not enough emphasis on how do we fix the gate. The gate's really where the problem occurs, how people come and go into our country. So I think this new proposal where state visas allow the states to say, we need help in this area of our economy. Could be technology, could be agriculture, could be construction, could be in a variety of different areas where they have a shortage of labor. And each state can decide what it is they want to have, if they want to have anything. So giving states more flexibility under this proposal, I think, will help improve the immigration issue and make it so it's functional and works and addresses how people come into the country. And I think that's an area that really needs to be have some discussion.
It was just about 10 years ago, Governor Haley Barbour of Mississippi was asked about his experience with immigration. And he said that, here's a quote here. He said, "I've had a different experience than perhaps some other governors. I don't know where we would have been in Mississippi after Katrina if it hadn't been for the Spanish speakers that came in to help rebuild. And there's no doubt in my mind that some of them weren't here legally. Some of them were, some of them weren't, but they came in, they looked for work. And if they hadn't been there, if they hadn't come and stayed for a few months or a couple of years, we would be way, way, way behind where we are now." So states have special needs, and many states might say no to new immigrants to round out their workforce. What are the needs that Utah has?
Well, I agree with Haley. I heard him talk about that very issue, and it reflects the fact that the marketplace changes. In his case, the marketplace changed dramatically because of a hurricane and the need to have an abundance of workers in a hurry that were willing to take on a very tough job. And so that's true for all the states. My concern is that this has been kind of politicized and weaponized for political purposes. So some are for it, some are against it, because they think that's going to help them get elected or reelected. And I think that's unfortunate, because we have a serious issue of immigration that ought to be addressed and solved. That problem could be solved. I think one way is to let the states take the lead on what their needs are. And rather than have a cap on how many can come into the country, it ought to be more of a, what are the kinds of immigrants? What are the disciplines that we need in our states? And let those people come in and help augment our economy and solve some of the problems that the respective states have. They are all different. Every state has a unique demand and a unique need. What Utah's needs are different than what maybe California or Mississippi or Iowa or New York, eastern states are. They are all different. So let the respective states make those kinds of decisions close to the people and certainly reflective of the economic needs. And I think we'll have a better immigration system.
I was about to say, perhaps states like California would like to have a large number of these visas to feed the tech industry there and some other industries in a massive state. What do you have to say to members of Congress who would like to stand in the way of state-based visas?
They don't understand the concept of federalism then, and the states needs to have flexibility and the ability for the states, in fact, as laboratories of democracy, to in fact experiment and decide what is best for their respective state that all states can learn from, by the way. We learn from our successes, we learn from our failures, and we improve. That's the beauty of the United States of America. And so if you inhibit that ability to experiment and have pilot programs and to adjust with the individual states, you inhibit the ability for the country to improve and advance. So I would hope that Congress understands the concept of federalism, state rights, and states' role as laboratories of democracy and pilot programs. I think most of them do. I think they understand it intellectually. I'd like to see that when they vote, when they create policy, that it reflects that understanding.
What do you believe is the most credible opposition to this? That is, what point is brought up that you find to be particularly credible, that you try to take seriously, and what's your answer to it?
Well, I know there's always a concern of securing the borders because of people that, of bad character coming into our country and creating mayhem. And that's a legitimate concern. And certainly with the war on terror and what we've seen around the world, I understand that. Our refugee situation is a little different in that they're interviewed for a couple of years before they're allowed to come in. They come into our country legally. Those on the immigration side many times overstay visas or hop the border, and we don't have the opportunity to vet them. And so that's a legitimate concern. That's why I say it's better for us to have a gate that works, where people know that you can come through this gate and have access to the country in certain ways. And certainly states have a role to play in telling the immigration folks, here's what we need, here's what we would like to find. I think there's a role for employers to play too, that we sometimes tempt and encourage people to come here illegally. We need to see if we work with our employers to make sure that that doesn't happen either. And those are some legitimate, I think, questions.
What about for people who are coming in to Utah to work for a temporary period of time? Do you think that longer term, those people should be welcomed as new Utahns?
Well, I think there's a process that needs to be discussed about how you become, have a green card or have a pathway to citizenship. That's not what's being discussed here now. This is really a matter of we have a need for labor in certain disciplines, and the states probably know that better than anybody else. And so let them voice their needs and help. Hopefully the federal government will accommodate based on uniqueness of the respective states. That flexibility, I think, will help us to have a better immigration program. That's where I think we need to have the discussion. This should not be a pathway to citizenship or to green cards. This is just to help with the labor supply, and they should feel welcome and happy to come here, and we should be happy to have them.
Gary Herbert is the Republican governor of Utah. We spoke last week. Subscribe to the Cato Daily Podcast wherever you please and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.